outside, you call that
the white. The white of the egg and the yolk of the egg, and that little old nappy speck that's there by that yolk of the egg is the mate.
Oh, I never heard that. I never knew that.
Well, it is.
I never heard that.
And you try to pull that off and see if it ain't stuck to that yellow, just hard and fast.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that. I'll have to try that.
Well, that's a mate. Well, you look next time you... That's a way to tell where the egg is fertile or not.
Oh, I see. That's how you...
You do like I did. I won't sell in for eggs one summer, and so I broke an egg, and I sold my roosters, you know, and I broke egg, and I thought, well, if this egg ain't fertile and won't hatch, I never saw one that would, and I couldn't imagine, you know. Well, in a few mornings after that, Elmore run my neighbor's rooster out of corn crib. I could see. Well, I never did sell any more infertile eggs. And now, you just look. If you want to know whether you're eggs is fertile or infertile, you just break one right carefully. And try to break it and not break the yellow. And you look around in there somewhere, you'll find that little white. It's whiter than the white of egg, and it's kind of hard and stringy. And it's just stuck to that yolk just like, well, sometimes you have to break the yolk to pull it loose. Now that's a mate. And Janetta used to, just for all good and bad, she wouldn't have a rooster on the place. Have food with him, you know. That never did bother me.
No, I don't think. Well, now, what would you call the way you fixed eggs if you cracked them and you let them fall out of the shells in the hot water and then...
That's called poaching.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all the way I eat my eggs is poached, but I've got a little poacher. A little pan, I set it in a little bitty, it just fits in another little pan, and I set it in there. This bottom pan's got water in it, and this egg just a little bit of grease in there, keeps them sticking in a little lid that fits on it.
Well, that works good, I bet.
And that's way they call them poaching at the hospital and all that other. But this other's the old-fashioned way of poaching them. Somebody is sick and couldn't eat a fried egg, well, you just put a skillet of water on, get it to boiling, just boiling hot, and break this egg right down in that hot water and let it stay for a thought or two and just lift it out. That's the way they poached them. That's a poached egg.
That's what they do. Well, now, I guess when you had to help slaughter your hogs, did you ever help with that? And I guess you had to slaughter all your own meat.
Well, we handled all of our meat and ground our sausage and done everything. It was done.
Did you, when you slaughter a hog, that meat that's between the ham and the shoulders, what did you call it?
That's the side.
Have you ever heard that called the middling?
Yeah, the middling or the side.
That's the same thing?
It's the same, the middling and the side, the same. I guess if you go to farmer, you'd call it the middling, but if you went to market to buy a piece, you'd call it the side. I guess that's all the difference.
That's the difference in it. Well, now, after you smoke that, you call it,
Why, that's good smoked side meat. Or bacon, if you want to call it bacon.
Oh, and
That's where your bacon comes from, that side.
Well, on bacon, that crusty part on the edge of the meat's called the...
rind.
A man who makes his living slaughtering meat and cutting it up is called a
butcher.
And if meat's been kept too long, it starts smelling bad. You say the meat is
spoiled.
And you
better not eat it.
It'd make you sick.
Oh, it'd kill you.
Yeah. Now, you were telling me that you use the ears and with your souse, I think.
With the head, with the souse.
With the head. And that's what. Now, is that the same thing as head cheese? Souse and head cheese?
The old fashioned people called it souse. You can go to the store and buy your head cheese if you want to, but that's
just
it. That's it. And you can go buy your pickled hog feet.